Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf. Nida Daf Chaf. I apologize for Friday. I just wasn't feeling well at all, and it was all prepared, but Od Chazal Namaway to be able to give it. Hopefully, Bezra, I'm on my way back, and we are on Yutesma Beis. Let's start with the second to last line. The Gemara here, as you know, we had the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Yutes, spoke about the five colors of Damim that are Tameh in an Isha, all various shades of red. The Gemara had said that one of the types of red is Ezewadom, what's really what the Mishnah called red. The Mishnah said Dam Maka. So what does Dam Maka mean? The Gemara here gives five pshatim. What does Dam Maka mean? So we're going to do number five. Number five is Rabbi Nachman Amar, Kidam Hakaza, bloodletting blood. If somebody bloodlets, the color of that blood coming out, that's the color that is Tameh. So Gemara says, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question on all of the opinions. Right, the other opinions were the blood of a shechted bird and the blood of a louse of the head. As we spoke about Macholas last week, the blood of a small finger, all the different types of blood. So Gemara says, Meisvei, one second, I have a question from Rabbi Meir who didn't check in any of these five. Mais of a Tala Rameir Bekilor. Rameir used Kilor, which is a certain type of eye ointment that a woman uses to put on, to put near her eye, so that's none of the five different red lechora from the other five. The Rebbe Tola b'Sraf Shikim, and the Rebbe was Tola on the Sraf of the material that comes out of a sycamore tree, as we spoke about Sraf a couple of days ago. So my lava adom. So Rabbi Meir and Rebbe, these stories, isn't the Kilar and the Shikma in the stories, isn't that a form of Adom, one of the five in the Mishnah? And therefore that would be against all of these opinions, because these five opinions do not say this Kilar or Shikma. So the question is, Lo Ashar Adamim. It could be that the Kilar and the Shikma was an example of one of the other ones, one of the Tiltan or the Adama or one of the other ones in the Mishnah. So don't ask any questions, but the Maka one is still one of those five. Good. Amemer Marzutra, Bravashi, Aviyasvi, Kami Umna. Amemer and Marzutra, they were all sitting in front by the doctor. But it was by the bloodletter. They were all by the doctor. The doctor's office. It was Ben Asmanim. And they were all there getting their checkups. So, Shakli, Lake Karna, Kamaisa, La Amemar. The doctor took the first, part of the bloodletting process. He took the first, bag of blood. From a Meimar, Chazi, he looked at it, and Amalu, he said, Adob Ditznan Kihai. The red in the Mishnah is just like this. Right? The doctors with Talmidei Chachamim. Right? This is the Dam. Shakli Le'achrisi, he took another red bag of blood. Amalu Ishtani, you see this? It changed. It's a different color red. And the rabbis there were saying, what? No, it didn't. It looks exactly the same. But this doctor was such an expert, so he could tell the difference between these reds. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi! The one of the Mechaber Talmud says, Kagon Anod Lo Yadana Bein Hai Lahai. We can't tell the difference between these two reds. Lo Mi Boy Lo Mechsi Dama. I'm not looking at red bloods. I'm not looking at bloods because I can't tell the difference between this and this is a different type of dam, so I'm not getting involved. The Achronim say that this was true as we saw up, as we're going to see again today and a little bit yesterday came up. The Amoraim that were scared to Paskin, that was only really during the times when they were Metaher, other types of red. That then, there were five reds that were a problem, five reddish, including black, but Bizman Hazeh, when we're Metame, all reds, Bizman Hazeh, any type of red, any type of hue or of red or Netiyah to red, we're Metame, so then the Sidrei Tara says, in the end of Yerodea, that in the end of Hilchos Nida, that we can be a little more flexible. We don't have to be as scared. One has to follow Mesorah, and one has to do Shimush, and one has to get proper training, obviously, like any area. But the pachad that Ravashi and if they felt, you know, pachad, hell, who are we? But that was in the days when they were Matame reds. They were Matame and Matire, different reds, but we're Matame all reds, so therefore we would be able to be a little more flexible. That's how we have to understand Ravashi. Good. Shachar Kacheres. So we have the next one on the list, the five damim. So we had, what is damaka? This is the second half of the Mishnah, where we went through what each one is. So Adam was explained as damaka. Shachar, black, is kacheres. Like cheres was also a type of material, type of ink. Cheres. So, Amar Abba Barbachana, cheres sha'amru dio. Cheres is a material that's soaked in dio, that's soaked in ink, Rashi says, and not soaked in water. Tani nami hachi, shachor kacheres, black as ink, v'shachor sha'amru dio. V'lema dio, so why did he just say dio? Just say ink. That's a more common word. We would know exactly what that is. So, iamar dio, if I only had dio, hava amina. Ki pachusa didiusa. I would have thought it's black enough to use the weak part, the diluted part of the dio. If it's diluted, kamash balan, ki charusa didiusa. No, you have to use the black part of the ink. There's a certain type of material that you put into blackened substance instead of into the watery substance. That's the black that we're talking about. Iboilahu, balacho biaveshta. Are we talking about the moist or the dry cheres? So tashma, Rabbi Ami, polikurta de dioso badikba. Rabbi Ami used to split open a piece of dried cheres and check. So obviously it's from the dry and not from the moist. Amma, we're going to have poly a lot in the next parak. Keep it in mind. Poly like solid pieces of blood. That's going to be next week, next parak, polikurta, solid pieces of blood, to figure out if it's a dam, is it a leda, is it a vlad. That's going to come up as Hashem, starting tomorrow by the next parak. Amar, Yehuda Shmuel, kikir, kidio, ke'enav, temeya. Also, types of materials, kikir, like wax, kidio, ink, ke'enav, like a black grape. Black grape, different types of grapes. So tamei, all of those are tamei. V'zeo shashaninu, amok mikan tamei. All of those are amok mikan. Those are a deeper shade of black. Those are tamei. Amar Belazar, kizayis kizefes uka orev tahar. A black olive or zefes pitch or orev like a black raven. Tahar, all those are tahar because those are lighter. V'zeo shashaninu, deo mikan tahar. All of those are lighter forms of black. Ula amar kilavusha siyua. Like the Vlavush of Siyua is the name of a place that they used to wear black clothing, Rashi says. So that's the color black that you could measure with when Dom comes in front of a Rav. Ula Iglu Pumpatisa, Ula once visited. Chazi Aluhutaya, he saw a certain merchant, an Arab merchant, Delavish Lavush Uchma. He saw that this merchant was wearing black clothing. Amalahu Shachar Desanki Hai. Oh, that's the black. That's the black. And what happened? Martu Mine Purta Purta. So literally, it means that they started cutting off pieces of this beged. I want to use this piece. I need this. So the way I think, maybe you can understand it. It's very strange. You go over to some strange Arab merchant, start cutting his clothing. So maybe they went over to him and said, "Can I have a piece of that clothing? I really need it for Talmudic purposes. You know, can I have a piece of that clothing?" So he's like, making a quick buck. Okay, fine. Take a piece. And Yavu be Aramea Zuzah. They ended up giving him 400 zuz total. Unbelievable for just a little shmata of a jacket. They give him 400 zuz. Again, there's the number 400. It comes up many times in Shas, whether 400 is literal or it just means a very large amount. Always 400. Maybe Rabbi Preda, the Gemara in Ervin, taught the sugya 400 times to the student that couldn't understand. Learning at the beginning of Brachas, at the Amora, that whose barrels of wine turned to vinegar, 400 barrels. Many times 400 is the number used for the Gemara when the Gemara wants to say a lot. Efrat Achiti. Okay, I'm not going to say the Torah is exaggerating, but at least Chazal. Maybe that's the source. Maybe that's the source. Interesting, for 400 being a lot is over La Socha, the Arba Meos. Interesting. Okay. Continuing. Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu Kalim Ha'ul Yarin Haba Mimidin Sayam. Rabbi Yochanan says another type of black, the Kalim of Ul Yarin that came from Medina Sayam. That's what he says. Rashi says, what is Ul Yarin? Tupshatim, what Ul Yarin are. Either it means the people who used to work in the bathhouses, the Ul Yarin, or it means the name of a place, one of the places. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. These are the black clothing. Says the Gemara, really? Lameimer Duchmeninu? Are the Kalim Ul Yarin, are they black? V'ha'amar lehu Rabbi Yana Labanov. Rabbi Yana is going to say something to his children, which give us the impression that it's neither black or white, but rather red. Red are the colors of the Ul Yarin. Why? What did Rabbi Yanai tell his children? Banai, al tikberuni lo b'kelim shechorim lo b'kelim levanim. Don't bury me, says Rabbi Yanai, in black or white tachrichim. Shechorim shema ezke ve'yakava ben achasanim. Don't bury me in black because maybe I will merit. I'm going to be in Gan Eden and I'm going to be wearing black. And they wear white in Gan Eden. So I don't want to have black on. Rashi says, "Began Eden, vatzadikim ulubashim levanim, levanim shemaloeske." That you can chasam ben havelim. I don't want to wear white because then I might not be in Gan Eden, and then I'm going to feel strange. I want to fit in. I don't want to be poorish ben atzibur. Wow. See, even if he does not make it to Gan Eden, he wants to be able to fit in and not bring attention to himself. Ela bekelim ol yarin. medium clothing, ul yaren, which means Rashi says sumki, right? Bread, like damad didach sumak tvei. So bread. So kelim ul yaren abam mimidinas hayam al malavuch mininu. So you see from there that it's not black, right? It's somewhere in the middle. So the Gemara answers, Lakasha beglima habet pesora. Well, it depends which begadim of ul yaren we're talking about. The begadim they wear or their tablecloths. Which one? The begadim they wear. So you're right. Those are the they wear red. But the tablecloths are the ones that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about that are black. Okay, a lot to talk about on this on these issues. First of all, what exactly was the message that Rabbi Yana was giving his children? So Larach Laner says maybe it's based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Alti hi rasha bifnei atzmacha. Don't think of yourself as such a rasha. Shlo yachshav adam atzmo ka rasha. V'kolshkei shlo yachshav atzmo ka tzadik. Ela bebeinoni. We always have to think of ourselves as beinoni, like Rava says at the end of Maseches Brachos. Kigat anu beinonim. We're all beinonim. Kamamar hatan alom yira adam atzmo kimechzazake mechzachayiv. And therefore, we shouldn't wear black. We shouldn't wear white because we have to think of ourselves as beinoni. And that's what he told his children: the lo yachzik atzmacha kerasha or kitzadik. But the Ben Yoyada says lachora he did this in front of other people, not just his children, and he was giving them a couple of messages. Number one, kedei lachazik belibam haemuna shel tchias hameisim. First of all, no, believe this is just a stepping stone, right? We're going to the next world. Number one, and that's why he wanted to say this, so that know that I'm preparing. This isn't the end. Inami lalamda musar ba'avra nava v'shiflus shalo yizga'e bir'osam et atzman b'shleimus hayir v'tarva mitzvah. Don't think you're so perfect, you're so wonderful. Tafilu adam gadol k'shekamoso inu ma'amin ba'atzmo. He knew that he was the gadol adar, Rabbi Yanai, and, you know, he's still. It's like David HaMelech, Lu Emad Yerut Tuv Hashem, right? So number one, he was teaching them t'chiyas ha'meisim. Number two, he was teaching them even the greatest. Number three, or maybe he was giving them a message about himself. Don't rap me. It was a mashal for what you should say at my hesped. Don't wrap me in such beautiful, gorgeous clothing, the white, and say that I'm the unbelievable, greatest tzaddik in the world. Right? That's what it means. Baratza lomar, malbushim. Shelo yomru alav toarim gedolim shel shevach. Sheme yizke lesia shel tzaddikim gedolim. Vaz yavush bisham utarim shel shevach sheinim soimbo. I'm gonna be sitting next to Avram Avinu and the Rambam and Rabbi Akiva, and you're gonna be saying things about me. Oh, I'm gonna be embarrassed. Or if a gamlish tamshim b'torah mimpshutim, those are the opposite. Hamonam, and then they'll really laugh at me. Say beinoni. The Chazal do say that you're allowed to exaggerate a little bit by a hesped. That's what Chazal say. But that's what he says with different messages that were given. The Torah writes in Yaradeya that our minhag is to use white tachrichim. Even though this Gemara says, not white, not black, but just red, but the Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah quotes that we use white. It's an interesting discussion also, based on the Rashi. Rashi says, maybe I will be zochet to Gan Eden, and tzaddikim there wear white. When exactly is this talking about? We spoke about this at length when we started Perek Chelek, the last Perek of Sanhedrin, exactly the different stages of the what's going to happen in the future. The Rambam says, we don't know anyway, so don't spend your time doing this. So we only spend a few times here and there whenever it comes up in the Gemara. But Gan Eden, it sounds like from the Gemara, according to Rashi, that Gan Eden is a place of physicality where there's going to be, you're going to be seen in what you're wearing. That's what it sounds like. It depends what you're buried in. You're going to be seen in what you're wearing. So when is that? If you look in the Rambam and the Rishon, I guess we'll start with this. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchos Tshuva. I don't think we mentioned this Rambam Ravid then, so I'll mention it now. Amazing Rambam Ravid, Hilchos Tshuva Paraches. The Rambam here talks about Olam Haba. Olam Haba ain bo guf v'gviya. There is no physical body in Olam Haba. Ela nefashos ha-tzadikim belvad below guf kamalachei ha-shares. Just the neshamas. Whenever Olam Haba is. Ho'o ve'ain bo gviyos. Since there is no physical body, ain bo lo achila v'lo shesia. And there, there's nothing that people need. This is classic. If you want to put the rational Rambams all together, all 50 of them, this goes on the list. It can't be, says the Rambam, a physical existence without physical needs. He can't fathom that. So if there are chazals that say, no eating, no drinking, no this, it can't be a physical existence. It must be a mashal. And that's why the Rambam, Lashita So, says, Olam Haba can't be a physical existence because there's not going to be any physical needs. V'lo yera bo dvarim min hadvarim shema'arim l'gufos b'olam hazeh. Kigon, you're not going to have any of the existences or actions. Kigon, yeshiva, amida, sheina, misa, atzvus, schok, All of those won't apply. Kach amru chachamim rishonim. This is what the chachamim say. Ha'ol haba'in labo'achi levo'shiyav lo'tashvish. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'yatroseyem barasheyem v'ne'anim miziv hashchina. They're going to sit there with their crowns on and be nana from the shchina. Harin is baralacha she'ein sham guf l'fi she'ein ba'asham achilu v'shasiyah. He says it a few places. V'zeo sh'amru tzadikim yoshvin al derech achida. What do you mean tzadikim will be sitting? Doesn't mean they're sitting. There's no other way to understand it. So it just says that they're sinning. Klomar nefashos hatzadikim mitzuyim sham below amal below yigia. V'chein zeh she'amru atroseyim barasheyim, the crowns on their heads. It means klomar deya, the crown of knowledge. Sheyedu shebiglala zachu l'chai ha'olam haba mitzuya imahem. So that they know that's the crown that brought them there. And what does it mean? Ziv hashchina sheyodin umasigun me'amitas hakadosh baruch hu masheinan yodin. Vehein beguf ha'afel v'hashafel. Understandings of God that we couldn't get in our physical existence. That's what we're going to get there. That's Olam Haba, according to the Rambam in Paraches. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram, Divrei zeh ha'ish be'enai. It appears from the Rambam, Krovim l'misha omer ein t'chiyas ha'mesim l'gufos. Elul neshamas bilvad. Sounds like from the Rambam that it's not going to be t'chiyas ha'mesim for gufos. And he says, I beg to differ. V'chayei roshi, as he loves to say. So my head hurts when I think about this Rambam. The Chayeroshi may olam mahaya das chachmi atalmud azeh. The das chachmi atalmud do not agree. And he quotes four different gemaras where he proves that physical existence in the future. Number one, asidim sadikim shi'amu b'vushayim kavachar mechita. The Gemara Ksubis, the end of Ksubis, where he says, if a chita, a wheat kernel, you put a seed in the ground, and it comes out clothed, so surely tzadikim who go in clothed will come out clothed. Okay, a kalachor mechita. V'chein hayu. Number two, what's the second Gemara? Our Gemara. V'chein hayu mitzavim l'bineyem. Al tikbaruni bekelim levanim v'lo shchorem shem ezke. V'chuli. Because our Gemara, against the Rambam. So how could you say it's totally spiritual? Our Gemara says you got to be worried about what you're buried in. V'chein amru b'mumin omdin u'misrapin. The Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin, that everybody's going to be healed when Mashiach comes. V'chol eila mochichin ki b'gviyaseyen him omdim chayim. Says the Ravid, it proves chiyas amesim. Avol efshar shahabori yasim gviyosehen chazakosu brios kegviyas hamalachim ukegviyas eliyahu zachur latov v'yiyu ataros kemashmanu kupshutan v'lo yehi mashal. You don't have to take it all as a mashal. That's the Ravid. Kesef Mishnah tries to make shalom amongst the Rambam and the Ravid. He never does this. Usually just defends the Rambam. But here the Kesef Mishnah says, I'm talking about Olam Haba. I gotta make shalom. He says, V'li nirish ein chilek bein Rabbeinu v'arayvid, ela b'shemos bilvad, to the Rabbeinu ha'olam sha'achar ha'maves, nikra Olam Haba, v'chulu, v'cholosim ha'mamar v'shevi arayvid, hein la'olam ha'tchiyya. Talking about different stages. There's going to be a physical stage, there's going to be a spiritual stage. U'bakach alu divri shtem kahogan ve'ilu ve'ilu divri lekem chai. Oh, that's the Kesef Mishnah. It's the Ravid and the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchos Shuva. But again, our Gemara plays a role in that machlokas. And again, there are just one final point. There are many examples throughout Shas of Rabbanan on their deathbed worrying, Oyveh, I don't know what I'm going to be. So even the Rabbiana, you would think, you know, one of the greats, but still he was worried. Right? One of the more well-known ones is the Gemara in Brachas around Chavches, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is talking to his Talmidim, and he says, I see two paths in front of me. I see one to Gan Eden and one not to Gan Eden. I don't know which path they're taking me down from, v'chulu v'chulu. I think I mentioned in the past the Ha'ara of connecting that Gemara to the Gemara Maseches Gittin, where Vespasian asks him, what would you like? I'll give you three requests. And he asked for the three requests, Tin li yavna v'chachameha, and get me a doctor for one of the Amoram that was sick, and writes the three requests that he made. But the quest that he did not make was save Yerushalayim. So it could be, and the Gemara says, why not? Because he thought that would be too much. He'd be asking for too much, he wouldn't give him anything. So the Mefarshim explained that it could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ad Yom Moso was worried that he didn't make the right decision. He was still worried, he didn't know. See, I see two paths in front of me. Did he know that he saved Torah? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, all the takanas of Zechel and Mikdash, maybe he could have saved the Mikdash. So even at the end of his life, everybody's scared, even the greatest. David HaMelech, right, the beginning of Bracha, Shema Yigram Achait. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'kulam ein bodkim ela gami matlus lavana. The way we check is, we check the red with the background of white. A matlus lavana. That's the Shmuel. I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. The Shachar Agabi Edom. But black, you could check on red. Shachar Agabi Edom. I'm Rav Yirmi Midifti. V'lo Pelik, there's no machlokas here. B'Shachar B'Shar Damim. Are we talking about black or other colors? Black, you could use a red background. Other colors, you should use a white background. Maskav L'Rav Ashi, Ihachi, Lema Shmuel, Chutz Mishachar. If that's true, then why doesn't he just say Shachar? Why doesn't Shmuel explicate? He has to say, oh, you always use this background. Why doesn't he say, except for black? So, El Amar Rav Ashi, B'Shachar Gufakim Miflagi. No, I think it is a machlokas. Good. So this is the big issue also of how to see. We had yesterday also came up on the daf, how to see the Riyazdam. Different backgrounds, different lights. We're going to have, Beth Hashem, at the end of today's daf, which really we'll do tomorrow, about sunlight versus nighttime, right? Different shades. But again, we always, this is not a case where we are trying to trick, but one is always allowed to look at the color in the most favorable way, Latari Shalabaila. That is the halacha. That's the whole issue. Remember, here is ksamim. Ksamim is drabana. Even not ksamim. Even a bedika, which is in the world of daraisa. We are allowed to look at it in the most favorable way, being objective within that context. Meaning, many times the posik will say, "I'm going to wait till the morning." There's no nafkamina right now because shaded sunlight, not directly in the sun, that makes things look red, but shaded sunlight is something that makes things better, makes things look less red. Different types of lights. There's fluorescent versus incandescent. Incandescent is generally worse. So again, there's different types of lights, but this it has to do with here. They use the white background, use the red background. That is discussed here. Okay. Talk more about maybe different types of backgrounds or colors in a few minutes. Let's just do a little more. Period. Amar Ula. Now we have four shitas. If you remember back to the Mishnah had black, and it said a deeper black is tameh, and a weaker black is tahar. Right? Amok mikan, de amikan. Right? Remember those lashonos from the psukim in Tazria, all the different types of saras. But deeper and lighter. The Gemara did not give that deeper and lighter distinction by the other four colors, only by black. So the Gemara now is going to have four shitas. What's the halacha by the deeper and the lighter shades of the other four in the Mishnah? So number one, Amar Ula, Kulan, Amot Mikan Tami Diamikan Tar, Kishachar. Ula says the same thing. It only says it by black, but it means it by the other ones too. Ve'ela Maishna Shachar Dinak. That's why does it say black? What's the chiddush of saying black? Sa'akadayta Chamina, I might have said, Hov Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachar Adom Hu, Ela Shalaka, because we had yesterday, Rabbi Chanina said, what's the connection between black and red? Black used to be red. It's Shachar, right? That's why black is a problem color. Red is a problem color, black is a problem color. Brown, it's yesterday's daf, unclear. Right, so that's why many posts were makel on brown, as long as it's not notel la adom, as long as not notel the red. But that is not discussed explicitly in the Gemara. So adom huel shalaka. So since Rabbi Chanina said black is really a form of red, therefore hilkach afilu de'amikan nami latami. I might have thought that between red and black, as it goes from red towards black, which is a light form of black, that's also tame. Kamash Malan, that's why the Chiddush is Deha Mikan Tahar by black. That's why he says it by that one, but it really means it by all of them. Why? The Chiddush is that when it goes from red to black, it turns black right away. It turns the deeper kind of black right away. It doesn't go through a process of the weak black first, and therefore if you have a weak black, it's going to be Tahar. That is not a reflection that it used to be red. So that is the shita of Ula, that it's the same chilak of lighter and stronger. Number two, Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Amar, Vikulon, Amok Mikan Tameh, De Mikan Nami Tameh. Only black has the Dea Mikan as a Kula. All the others, weaker or stronger, are also Tameh. Chutz Mishachar, except for black. Velamai Ahani Shiure Drabanan. Aye, so what are the Shiurin, what are these? If it doesn't matter, like, how strong or light the color is, what do you even need these? So, lafuki dea de dia, because if it's very, very light, so that it would be okay. Again, remember, lamaisa, none of this applies to us bizman azat, because any type of shade of red, we're matame. So, even if Ravashi couldn't do it, then we're not gonna do it. Next, ikadamri, third shita, rami bar abba amar, vakulat amok mikan tahar, dea mikan tahar. The opposite, right? They're all tar. Even the deeper forms are tar. Chutz mishachar. Only shachar has deeper is tameh. Ulahakim ani shiurin derabanan. And that's why you have to know the exact shiurin, because any type of anything different in either direction is going to be tar. Bar Kapara Amar, fourth Shita, V'kulan Amo Mikan Tameh, Dea Mikan Tahar. Chutz, all of them have the same chilek as black, except for Chutz B'mezek, except for the diluted wine. Shamok Mikan Tahar, Dea Mikan Tahar, because that has tar on both sides, right, in both directions. That one, the diluted one. Bar Kapara, that's where Bar Kapara paskin. And then there's an actual story. Bar Kapara, Adihule. They wanted to test Bar Kapara. So first they diluted one and gave it to him Vidachi, and he was Matairit. Amikule Vidachi. The same thing when they deepened it. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, oh, Kamanafish Gavra, Delibe Kameshmaita. Oh, how great is the person that, you know, he really paskins. Like what he said. These were the exact colors, and we try to test him, and he was able to pass it. Or the other gears on the side, to Avik Kishmaitse, that he actually went like his shita. Okay, stop there for a minute. We're talking about different colors and different backgrounds that one sees colors on. Right, so this is, again, we're talking, the whole world we're talking about here is both in the world of Ksamim Darabanan and in the world of Bedikas Daraisa. Right, this is the, as we mentioned also in the Daf Be'in Shir. But, keep in mind that Lamaisa, as we know, Ksamim, one of the big kulas of Ksamim, the built-in kulas, is, Beget Savua. Right, if something is not on white, so then we are Mekel. Like this Shita of Shmuel, where Shmuel said you check on the back, the black on the background of red, we don't do the Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh, if something is not on white, so then we are Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Tzadik, In the simon of Ksamim, the Shulchan Aruch says that we wear colored so that we don't run into problems. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud, Kesem Shenimsal Davar Shein Makabel Tuma Lo Gazer Olav V'Chulu. And in the next, V'Chein Kesem Shenimsal Beged Savua Tahora. Shulchan Aruch says B'Feirish, any type of kesem that's found on any type of colored garment, tar. Period. The Ramah is not a trick. The Ramah Lefichach. Tilbasha Isha Big De Tzivonin. Kilahatsila Meaksamim. Right, the Ramah quotes it from the Rishonim that the woman should wear, unless it's Shivanakiyam, a woman should always be wearing colored. There is a Machlokas Achronim. Should it be very dark? Or should it just be so that she doesn't even notice if she's having anything? Or should it be something colored, but if something's happening, she should know about it. Okay, whatever the case may be. But a woman, there's no chiyuv to check to make sure to see what's going on. Right? That's what the halacha is. Pischei Tshuva here, of course, the Miltstaka, one of the Achronim, who was quoted a lot in Hilchos Nida. Sometimes you have, Kesem Shenimsal Begin Minumar, Gvonim Harbe. What if you have a spotted Beged? You have a Beged that's partially white and partially colored. There are dots, there are lines, and you have a kesem that goes across. Goes across, and some of it's on white, some of it's not on white. So a woman shouldn't wear this, any type of beged which has any type of white on it. But let's say it was found on a spot. Right? So that's the shayla. So are you mitstaref, the kesem, the parts on the white, you have the colored in the middle. Or what if you have parts on the white, you see it's a problem on the white, are you allowed to be mitstaref even the stuff on the colored, because you already see that it's a problem on the colored. That's the tshuva of the Miltstaka right here, quoting the Pesachei Tshuva. V'sha'etzvon, v'lo haya kashir kesem ala nimur lavan, echad, shlo haya mechubar. You didn't have enough on just the white, on one part of the white. V'avar al gabi chelek atzavu atzavat cheles, v'yotzi al gabi alavet shebetzido, bofat shebein shnei chalakim shal gabi pispe shnei alavanim, haya bein shnei kashir. There was enough of a gris on the two white parts. So is that good enough? Or is the color to have sick? Or let's say there wasn't enough on the white. Would you be able to be mitzaref the stuff on the color? So all the different sheets up in the air. V'nistabik ha'sholim mitzarefim l'tameh hol v'hipsik b'nei matzeva. V'gamim kol ha'tzva matzilin al ha'ksamim. V'helo d'gam kol ha'tzva matzilin. V'yenach kesem shal ha'tzeva mitzaref. What's on the colored is not mitzaref. Aval shnei ha'levanim mitzarefim. Kivan sha'akol hu kesem echad, va'u mischaber al yidei ha'kesem, sha'al ha'tzeva. Do'u sechibu l'tzer shdei levadim ha'adadi. The colored is not mitzarev, but it's not mafsik. As long as you can tell it's one stain. As long as it's one stain, the two white parts could be mitzarev. If you have two different stains on the same beged, they're not mitzarev. It's two different stains. But if it's one stain, then the part that's colored in between is not Masik shem yesh bein shneim kigris tamea v'yamav tahora avagav shem chelik atzevu kigris. Even though if you count the part on the tzev, it's a gris. So what? The chelik atzevu in a mitzayf lashlo mashir. That is not the added. The chavas das is machmir. The gam akamat tzevu mitzayf lashir. But generally, I think we pasuk in lekula. Pasuk in lekula that the colored parts are not mitzareif, but they're not mafsik. They're not mafsik. Okay. Let's continue now. Two dots. This saffron branch that has reddish leaves, you use that. Tana, lach below yavish. The moist leaves and not the... The moist leaves and not the dry leaves. A crocus? Okay, saffron. Okay, whatever, some type of plant. Tani chada, I'm not an expert in... My horticultural brain I didn't bring today, so excuse me. Tani chada ketachlon velo ke'elyon. So one brisa says it's the lower leaves and not the upper leaves. V'tani ida ke'elyon velo ketachlon. And one says the upper leaves and not the lower leaves. V'tani ida ke'elyon velo kochiken ketachlon. And one say the upper leaves you can measure by, and surely the lower leaves. V'tani ida ketachlon velo kochiken ke'elyon. Okay, four brises. Which leaves? The Gemara is about to explain. All of them are basically saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. Amar Abaya, Tlasa Dari, Vitlasa Tarfan Havian. Makes us think about Hadassim. But what is it? It's a leaf, a branch. Imagine three rows of leaves, three leaves on each branch. Three leaves on each branch. Nakot Dara Mitziah, Vitarfan Mitziasa Biyadach. The best one to measure by is the middle row, the middle leaf. And Rashi explains, therefore, how every one of the brises is really talking about the same thing. Where it says the upper, not the lower, it's talking about meaning the middle is compared to the bottom one. When it says the lower, not the upper, it's talking about the middle one as opposed to the top one. When it says the upper and koshikin the lower, then it's looking at it sideways. The outer one is the upper one that's furthest away from the stem. So it's there's different ways to look at it, but Rashi explains, goes through all the calculations, how all the brises are saying the same thing. The middle branch on the middle row, that's the one that has the purest red, and that's the one you should use. And it means when it's still attached, with the gush, with the dirt. Right? Once it's detached, then it doesn't have as sharp a red color, and therefore one shouldn't use it. Next, ukamemi adama, tana rabbanon. Ukamemi adama, what does it mean? Like, memi adama, the waters with earth in it. Maybe adama shmeina mi bikas beis kerem, special earth brought from beis kerem, umeitzav alamayim. You put a little bit of water over it to make the water just above the dirt. Div Rabbi Meir, and that's the color. Rabbi Kiva omer mi bikas yutfis. Rabbi Yossi omer mi bikas sichni. Okay, bring dirt from anywhere. Ginosar is the area around the Kinneret, Paris Ginosar. Tanya Ida, Uchame me Adama, maybe Adama Shmeinim, because base Kerem, Umeitzav alamayim kiklipas Hashum. You should put a drop of water so the water is just over it, like a peel of garlic, right? Just over it, a little bit of water over it. Vein shir lamayim, mishum dein shir l'afar. There's no shear for the mayim, just however much afar you use, the water has to be just above it. Vein both knows on slulim el achurim, and also you don't check it when it's clear. You don't put the water over when it's clear. You have to mush it around a little bit. Mush the dirt around a little bit so that it's achurin. Tsalalu, if you mushed it around and then it became clear again, chozer ochrin, mush it around again. Right, that's the color that we're looking for. Ukshu ochron in ochron el biyad el bekli. And when you mix it around, don't use your hand, use a kli. What's unclear is, what is this chilah going on? Hand versus kli. Is it going on the mixer? Meaning you should use a kli to mix, or you should use your hand to mix? Is that the issue? Or are you talking about within what are you doing it? Meaning don't put the water in your hand, put the water in a kli. So that's not, we're not sure exactly what the brisa means. So that's what we're going to ask right now. Ibai lahu. Ein ochrin osan biyad ela bekli. Does that mean you should only use a kli? Dilo lir me biyadi vele achrinhu. You should use a kli to mix with. You should use a spoon to mix with. Avo bimana ki achre le biyadi shaper dami. I'm sorry, the bottom, what it's in, should be a, right, the mixer, but if it's in a kli, ki achale biyadi shaper dami, you could do the mixing, if it's in a kli, you could do the mixing in your hand, meaning is the issue the receptacle that it's in, and as long as it's in a kli, so you can mix it with your hand, o dilma, no, dwo lachrina biyadi el mana, or no, the mixer. The mixer should be a kli, not your hand. So tashma, well, the brisa says shu both kanei lebot kanei lebakos. You should check a bakos. So like, no, we don't know what that means. Vadaiti b'alecha b'dika bakos achira b'mai. Fine, you want to say that's the receptacle, but what about the action of achira? So b'mai tekus, that's left unresolved, whether in the days of old, whether they could use their hand for the mixing. Rabba adds another limitation, that this dirt In the water checking should only be done in its place. Shouldn't take it somewhere else, because then the dirt might change color over if you take it from somewhere else, or maybe in the sun, or different places it might change. That's why you're not supposed to take it somewhere else. Rabbi Chanina, Polikurta, there it is again. Polikurta de Gargishta. He used to cut a piece of clay, Ubadagve, Rashi says, without water. He just took a piece of dirt and checked. Layit alei Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yossi ba'askara. Rabbi Shmuel cursed. Cursed who? Rashi is in one word. Acher. Cursed anyone else who tried this with askara. Askara was the terrible death to some kind of throat illness. The Gemara, the first Barak and Bracha, says it's the worst type of death. Right, this was the death of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. Askara says so. Rabbi Shmuel cursed anyone else who tried to do this without water. Why? He said, Rabbi Chanina hu dechachim, kuliyam alo hakimi. Rabbi Chanina could do this, but this is not for us. Should not be tried at home. Because this is something that does not, the average chacham cannot do this, and therefore we shouldn't do this. Good. There's a story in the Chashuke Chemed. I got a comment from someone about the Chashuke Chemed. It doesn't really have anything to do with the daf, but it's on this line about chachma. Rabbi Chanina hu dechachma must have something to do. This one is somewhat connected, but it's a fascinating question. I'll just mention it, and just keeps us awake here. Rav Zilberstein had the Shiloh, it was Mamash Shiloh. It's a story about a shul on Yom Kippur. There was a very rich guy that used to come to shul on Yom Kippur, and he was not from. He used to drive to, he only came to shul on Yom Kippur because he wanted Kohen. He wanted Kohen. He's very rich, he gave a lot of money to the shul, and he wanted Kohen. He was an Ish Amid, and the Gabayim didn't have enough guts to stand up to him, whatever. The shul needed the money. For Kohen, basic Nasa, Yadua, Shadam Zeh Magia, B'Choshana B'Yom Kippur, K'dei Liknos Aliyas Kohen. Achda Aka, Shadam Zeh, what was the problem? He always came with leather shoes. He wore leather shoes. I'm sorry, it doesn't say that he was B'chal Shabbos, just say he always wore leather shoes. So they were scared to change the minog, but this is what he did. One time, when he was duchening, somebody stole his shoes. Somebody stole his shoes, and he came down, and while he was busy looking for his shoes, the next half an hour, they sold the aliyah to somebody else, and the guy didn't get going. So the shaila is, first of all, did he act properly? Number one, number two. That's the first shaila. So the second, he says, I think he did act properly. Why? Rabbi Menuchas Kilayim. That if you see somebody wearing shanis, bashuk, you gotta go tear the shanis off of him. I'm not passing lamaisa, I'm just quoting what Rav Zilberstein says. Right? So he says, to save him from an avera. So he says, and you didn't even rip it off of him, you didn't embarrass him, but explicitly, just couldn't find his shoes. Ukeis einza na'alayim elasam ha'maves avuro. These aren't shoes. These are killing him. This is poison for him. Then the shaila is, if you return them, so then he's going to have to identify himself. And to identify himself, as Yachal Ahelalo, Vagam Lahashimo Beplilim, he's going to be brought to court, it's going to arrest him. So does he have to, so he says that he's not sure about. He's noted to say that he might not have to return them. Because this is an avera that he's saving the person from. Ukaesha na'alan, patimil achar zanalan, ki b'shasha locham lacham kadin. When you have the time to, when at the moment you're allowed to take them back. Ukeisha na'alayim nimsam biyado harizak hashavas aveda she'enu chayav lehi nazik de lachziram. Now it's like hashavas aveda, you don't have to damage yourself in order to return it. So therefore, shall chakod them. Then, v'sha'alti es gisi of Chaim Kanievsky, yes, his brother-in-law of Chaim Kanievsky, should you give the shoes to Aniyim? You're not going to return them anyway. So v'yizkes ha'ashev mitzvah staka. So Rav Chaim said, he says, no, ma'od misupak, im ha'ashir ha'rasha hazeh, sha'alachim na'alayim b'yom ha'kipur, m'yizkel ha'mitzvah staka. Sha'kol noveya kitotza mirishato. So he says, he doesn't think so. So he says, what should you do? Maybe the ganav should be m'kayim mitzvah staka. So he says, Rav Chaim said, he says, no, better to leave it in your house and write on it, they belong to so-and-so, so hopefully when he's chozer b'tshuva, you give it to him or his yarshim or some other way. Okay, anyway, that's the shayla that has to do with being a chacham. I don't know. It's on this line of Chanina hu techachim, but we continue. There's another one today that has more to do with our daf, as we'll see. Bez Hashem. Hachi Yam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said, Chachmasa, Rabbi Chanina, Garmali Delachsi Dama. The Chach Rabbi Chanina convinced me not to look at Damim. Why? Mitamina Mitar, Mitarana Mitama. I always got it wrong. Whatever I said. Rabbi Yochanan! Whatever he said, Rabbi Chanina did otherwise. That's why he stopped asking. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Anvasanusa, Rabbi Chanina, Garmali De Chazai. Right? I saw just the opposite. Chazai Dama. Umar Rabbi Chanina da Anvisan who machis nafshi l'safik v'chazi. If Rabbi Chanina, who was such an anav, he didn't want to get involved in anything, and yet he took it upon his shoulders. He says, "I have to be mitari shalabayla like David HaMelech, right in the shvir and the shilyant of Dalin and Brachas anolo echzi." Right, I'm not going to see. Say he is such an anav, he doesn't like to get involved, and he does. So kol shekein, every rab will give be mitari shalabayla has to get involved. Amar Rabbi Zera tiva debavel garmali delo chazi dama. Rabbi Zera says the tiva above. Rabbi Zera, we know, came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he says in Bavel they caused me not to see dam. Diamina, because I said to myself, but tiva lo yadana, but dama yadana, natural sciences tiva. Right, I don't know. Dama yadana. I should do dam, which is based on a natural science. You have to know the physical makeups of these dams. I don't know general. So surely dam, which is a higher level. So lameimer the betivatal yamilsa. Well, you have to know teva. It's all they go hand in hand. For haraba, some have the girsa of rava. The rava who yehuda yada betivav lo yada bedama. Right. So he knew teva and he didn't do dam. You know dam. So Gemara says kol shekein kamar. Doesn't that? It's not that they always go hand in hand, but it's a kol shekein. Umar rava the yada betivav. It's a kol shekein. And that's why Reb Zera didn't like to paskin damim. Again, all in the time when they used to be mechalik between adom and adom. Ulek lo pobedisa. Ashlakami dam of alochaza. Ulek came to pobedisa and he would not look at the dam. Amar he said, Uma Rabbi Eliezer, the mar de arad Yisrael have, Rabbi Eliezer, who was the mar de asra of Eretz Yisrael, ki mikla la asra de Rabbi Yehuda lochazi dama. When he went to a different place that he wasn't the mar de asra, he didn't paskin. Ana echzi. I'm just a guest here. I'm not going to paskin. Interesting. Halachas learned from that. Paskin is b'makom mar da'asra. V'amai kolei mar da'ara d'Yisrael. Why was he called mar da'ara of Eretz Yisrael? Because of the following story. Tiahida da'isa da'amei l'kamei d'Rabbi Elazar. There was a woman who brought the dam in front of Rabbi Elazar. Havi Yosef Rabbi Amma kamei Rabbi Abbi was sitting in front of him. Archei. Rev Elazar took it and smelled it. Amar la. Hai dam chimudhu. This is dam chimud. The blood, we spoke about this a couple of days ago, last week. He could tell this is dam chimud, not normal dam nida, but it's dam that Chazar worried about the Shiva Nekiyim before when a woman is tavu alinase. He smelled it and he was able to tell. The Marsha says, Avir Deret Yisrael is machkim. The Marsha says right here, that's why he was marred to Arad Yisrael. Just like it says, Melech HaMashiach is morach, is going to be able to smell. Smell, the pasuk uses the lashon of smelling a geula. So dam chibur, pasuk the nafka, or pasuk then went out. It's for Larbi. Amir Rabbi went to ask the woman. Says, tell me about yourself. Amar lei, she says, Bali hayi baderef lechimatziv. Yeah, dam chibur. Kari alei, oh, soda shem li reyav. Rabbi Ami says, soda shem li reyav, which is the pasuk used to teach me that many times Rabbanon have special siyata d'shmaya and special visions. The Ravid uses this a couple of times in his commentary on the Rambam in Beis Hilchos Beis Abchira and Hilchos Sukkah, where he wants to say that he had a vision, Sod Hashem Li Reyav, to teach him the emes. Sod Hashem Li Reyav. There's a ritva in Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but it was left with the Chachamim. That's the language of the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yud Beis. And the language of the Ritva there in Baba Basra is the language of the Ritva. I think I brought it here. The Ritva says, Techachamim yasigu besichlam dvarim harbe she'ein besichel hateva lahasigam. But naturally, you wouldn't think. Right? We spoke about it in Chulin. Remember the Chazon Ish? We spoke about the brain surgery picture that the Chazon Ish drew. It's unbelievable. He never went to medical school, but he was able to have the brain, chachma. That's the Chazon Ish, Sod Hashem Li Reyav. Good. Ifra Hormiz, who Rashi says was a non-Jewish woman who kept Hilchas Nida. Okay. Ifra Hormiz, Imi Deshvar Malka, Shadra Dama Lakame Derava, she sent her Dam to Rava. Havi Yosef Revi Ovadia Kamei. Oh, Ovadi in the Gemara. Ravadi was sitting there. Arche also, he smelled it. Amar la hadam chimudu. Amar le lebrei. Tachazi kamacha kimi yuhudai. She said, see how wise these rabbis are, these Jewish rabbis are. Unbelievable. Amar le, dilukasuma baruba. Maybe it was just a good guess. Literally, a blind person at a window. Maybe it was a good guess. Hadar shadra le shisin mine dama. She sent him 60 bedikas. 60, all different types of damim. Vikulu amrinhu. And all of them, he told her exactly what they were. Hahu basra dam kinim havi velo yada. The last one was just the dam of a laos. And he didn't know that one. But his tayyam milsa Hashem helped him out. Vishad alay srikusa demiktala klimi. With the other 59, he sent her back a present, a comb that's meant a lice comb. a comb that's meant for killing lice. He sent that back with all the 59. So she took it as, oh, this must be the message for the last one. Amra Yehudai Bisavni Deliba Yasvisu. Wow. The wisdom in the hearts of the Jews are unbelievable that he was able to do this. Fine. Amar Ava Yehuda, May Resha Vachazina Dam, our view that says originally I used to see Dam, I used to see Ksamim, Kivan to Amrele Ime the Yitzchak Bri. But once the mother of Yitzchak, my son, the Eruch Laner says that there was another Gemara that we know that he got divorced. So since the mother of Yitzchak Bri used to send me, Hai Tipsa Kamaisa Lo My Sinanle, Kamayad Rabbana Mishum de Zihima, my wife used to tell me that the first drop of Dam that came out, I didn't bring to the rabbis. Because it was a little putrid in my eyes. I didn't want to bring that one. I brought the second one. So once she said that, I was very nervous. Lo chazina. Why? Because I was worried that maybe the first one was tamei and the second one was tahor. She didn't show me all the evidence. So that's why I stopped seeing dam. The only dam that I kept seeing is bein tamei l'tahor v'adei chazina. Tamei l'tahor, which means what? At the end of dam tohar. Before dam tamei. Meaning day 40 for a boy, day 80 for a girl. So that one I would see because the original dam was tahor. So the time after that, I would see, because that's for sure, nothing to worry about, that something changed over time. Good, a little bit more, because this comes up to a lot of big sugis coming up right on this Amud. Let's just try to do one more. Yeah, we're going to get to that later on today's daf also. It's Ein L'dayin El Mashein of Rovos, you should say. Who cares what it was before? You're right, but he was still worried. Yalsa, Aisa Dama L'kami D'Rabba Barachana, Yalsa brought the Dama in front of Rabba Barachana, Vitami La, and he was Batamiyat. Hadar Aisa L'kami D'Rabba Yitzchak, Breder of Yehuda V'dachi La. And then she brought it in front of Rabba Yitzchak, and he was Matarit. Matami Matar, V'hechi Yavidachi, how did he do this? V'yotanya, Chacham Shatimi, and Chaver Rasha L'tayr. What do you mean, a Chacham that's Matami, the next person can't be Matayr, Asar and Chaver Rasha L'hati. The second rabbi can't change the original psak. So Gemara says, no, Meikara Timuye Havi Mitame Le. Originally, Rav Yitzchak, the second rabbi, was Mitame. But Kiva to Amar Le, to call Yoma Havi Madchi Le. But once he heard from this woman who said, the first rabbi always says this color is Tahar. Ki Agavna, like this. He has a headache today. He can't see properly today. Dachila. So then he realized the first rabbi made a mistake. So that's why he was then mitaharit. That's why he changed. We're going to stop there in the Gemara. Again, there's tons to talk about here. Let's just talk about one point, and that is Yalsa, which asks Rav Nachman. So why didn't she just ask her husband? So Tez Tosfos, three answers. Maybe Rav Nachman wasn't a baki b'ksamim, like those Amorayim. Number two, maybe she was choshesus that he was going to be too machmir on himself. Right? Libo nokfo poresh. Number three, says Tosfos, shlo tiskane lefanav. But don't say, says Tosfos, that he wasn't allowed to see his own ksamim, because you're allowed to. Because the Mishnah in Negayim says that a person can't see his own Negayim, you can't be matir your own wife's Nedarim, but it doesn't say there that you can't see your own wife's ksamim. So that's why Tosfos is Medayik, Rov Rishonim, hold! A husband is allowed to see Nig'e Ishto. Don't think it's because it was it's something fundamental that she didn't show her husband. The Rashmi here says maybe he wasn't home, but either way, Rov Poskim hold this way. The Meiri here argues, the Meiri says, you know why Rav Nachman didn't see it? Because a person is not allowed to see his own ksamim. Interesting shita, the Rash in Nega'im on that Mishnah, the Rash, the Mishan says, maybe there's a difference between is Chazik Isur or not. A husband can't be believed to change the chazaka of his wife. Masha ain't kain if she already has a cheskas heter. Levi nafkamina, hefsek tara. Hefsek tara is the bedika that changes the chazaka of the woman. So the Rash in Nigam would say a husband cannot see the hefsek tara, but he can see all the other ones. Fascinating shita. We paskin lakula. We paskin the Shach quotes lakula in Yeradea Kupe Chesiv Zayin, lakula that a husband can see all types of ksamim. What if a woman knows that her husband has more machmer shittas than the average person? Is she allowed to bring it to a different man? So that's in the Chashukei Chemed, and Nevi Hashem will start with tomorrow. That's a fascinating shaila that connects. And also, just Ha'ar, I saw the Ben Yoyada, not here, but in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel says that Esther brought her maris to the Chachamim to see. Why didn't she just bring it to Mordechai? Maybe Mordechai wasn't around, but the Ben Yoyada says that she was machmer on herself. Also machmer on herself, even though she didn't have to be. Okay, we'll start tomorrow again with this discussion of showing Maris the husband or others. Number two, the issue of sock shopping, which is this last sugya. We'll talk a little more about that, and then we'll talk about blood changing colors at night, in the morning. That's the next sugya as well. And then we get into Parakamapelis. in Maseches Nida. Okay, we'll stop here.